It is a person's faith and fear of God that beautifies and strengthens their character and that makes them superior. As they do for all people, the moral values of the Quran bestow the strongest, healthiest, and most beautiful characteristics on women. Muslim women believe in God with a true heart, submit completely to Him, are aware that there is no other deity, that He is the Lord of every being and thing, and that He is all-powerful. God gives good news to those who submit to Him. Not so. All those who submit themselves completely to God and are good doers will find their reward with their Lord. They will feel no fear and will know no sorrow. Since they take the Quran as their guide, Muslim women always behave in the correct manner, take wise decisions, and therefore obtain the best results in all they do. They live far removed from the stresses and troubles inflicted on women by irreligion. Immaturity and a failure to behave rationally and reasonably when the right thing conflicts with one's own desires are forms of behavior that humiliate one. The fact is, however, that the noble and best thing to do against the evil insinuations of one's earthly desires is to guard against them and follow one's conscience. Muslim women have the dignity and character to reject such debasing behavior for small gains. God draws attention to this powerful, immovable, and honorable character in the Quran. O you who believe, if any of you renounce your religion, God will bring forward a people whom He loves and who love Him. Humble to the believers, fierce to the unbelievers, who strive in the way of God and do not fear the blame of any censurer. That is the unbounded favor of God, which He gives to whoever He wills. God is boundless, all-knowing. Unbelievers think that being emotional is an important part of the human character. According to this view, the resulting behavior is a feeling that needs to be experienced. Such behavioral defects as being angry, upset, and introverted, or weeping, complaining, and apathy are encouraged, for they supposedly come from the heart. This view is completely wrong. Muslim women know the selfish ego's qualities and how to fight them, for their personalities and lives are defined by the Quran. Muslim women guard themselves against all such behavioral defects out of their strong love and fear of God.